Okay, we're holding Yirat Hashem. We're continuing on page 60. Very good. Ubechlal chiyav habechiyah he livkois al mesoy. We spoke about the power of a good cry, getting to that real authentic place of a cry. Ve'en tzarech, however, he says, within crying itself, there's also the crying upon someone who passed away. I'll just add one comment that before the Peleus, we continue the Peleus. Ramban actually says famously, why do we cry over an elderly fellow? Oftentimes you're at a Levaya, someone who's 90, 110 years old, the people are still crying their eyes out. How could it be? This was like the most expected thing possible. It's not a shock. Says the Ramban, actually very famously, because the truth is, inherently within every single one of us, we actually believe we're never gonna die. Not because, I'm 20 years old, it's because there's a part of us which is Nitzchi. And that part of us which is Nitzchi, there's an inherent desire for us to always remain Nitzchi. Just like we intuit within our neshama, the concept of Nitzchi, so our Guf HaTeva also catches on that and is totally shocked. And ourselves, we're reminded, oh, wait a minute, this life is finite. This world is finite. It's a very scary proposition. He lifts al mesa to cry upon those who have passed away, upon someone who's in your family, unfortunately. Of course, someone you're personally close with, it's something that could be very traumatic and tragic. You don't necessarily feel it to the hard degree that doesn't really hit you in effect. Someone, unfortunately, a Nebuch case, it becomes so saturated. This is a real fact. You go in every single shtibel in your shalayim, what do you see on the tables? Another sad story of a person who has 15 assignments and 9 assignments. It's like it becomes a competition almost. Who has the most assignments? It's a very sad thing. You can become very jaded and very cynical about everything. This and that. And until eventually you lose your whole tam. What does it mean? That this is a tragedy. These are kids. It really hit me very personally because my next door neighbor, where I live, his brother passed away. And not a week goes by. A week later, I see, because I saw pictures of his brother. His brother was on one of these papers. And I felt like very personally, like when somebody's just another number, just another face, you don't feel any connection. When someone's a real individual, it's like, whoa, I feel personally related to that. Because I saw the family crying over this person. I saw they're talking about how this person literally, I think he was in the hospital for, of his 60 years, he was alive. He was in the hospital for 40 years of his life. Just in and out constantly. He was a Bal Yisurim Shen Kamo. He had tremendous issues, left and right. Problems he couldn't even believe. And he had, B'liyan Hara, he had 10 kids. And I saw some of these kids. And when you become personally related to it, we spoke about last time. When you have a personal stake in something, it becomes real. So, of course, someone who is a very sad story, of course, a family who had a child that they were just consistently bogged down by the challenges and the tsar of having a child who's sick. It's a very scary thing. Literally, to the extent that a part of them even wonders when finally he's going to pass away because it's such a burden on the family. This is, I heard from Pesach Kohen a very beautiful idea once, is that we say Matir Asurim in the bracha. It's right after Vecholim, right? What's the shot? Because it's not just the fact that we daven that people should have refuah, but that the family that has been bogged down by the protracted, the longening of a machla, whatever. Nobody has it easy. I had a friend who, unfortunately, his father got pancreatic cancer, was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Within like a month and a half, he was gone. And I was stupid enough to say, I've learned since then, it was going back, close to 7-8 years, I've learned since then not to say this, but I think it's still true. It doesn't make it not true, but that not everything that's true you have to say. But anyway, the point is, I said to him, I said, there is a bracha here. I didn't say that this is a bracha. I said, there is a bracha here that you didn't have to deal with a protracted illness. I know, unfortunately, situations where people have been dealing with a family member for, we're talking about a year and a half, 2 years, the money is being drained. Literally, they have nothing left. They mortgaged three times over their house in order to pay for the medical bills. There's no good situation. And for any of these things, there's no good, there's no lechtchila, there's no b'diavad, there's whatever. Anyway, so it's just such a situation. We're talking about like these extreme cases where parents are literally so bogged down by the tsar of a child. That's another sad existence. We should be very appreciative of this, is that if you don't have it, if you've never had it, you have parents, unfortunately, who have dementia. And they live for another 10, 15 more years. My Rebbe always used to say his father had dementia for 10, 15 years. He says, my father was basically dead. He just was alive for 10 plus years. It's very, 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 very painful. It's called dementia, right? It's very, And this is unfortunately the rates of dementia are going higher and higher and higher as older as people get, because now we live longer. So a lot of the machlas that, let's say if a person passed away at 65, unfortunately, or 70, that was considered, you know, to be elderly in the olden days. Now that's like, you know, that's the second state of life. You know, people are still, you know, opening up second businesses and doing, and now it's just, why? Because we have, Baruch Hashem, better health care that people can now live till 80s. But it means that at the tail end of the 80s, they're starting to get all these things which our current state of existence doesn't allow us to live the healthy. Of course, there's a din of Shleisha Yomim Lebechi, as the Gemara says, my cousin Shleisha Lebechi. Ah, Yosef Alav Ayigramin, right? It has to be a real 3 days if you're actually wallowing in that pain. Like sometimes you come to the base of Avil, you come to the Shiva house, and let's say day two, it's very heavy. You can see right if you go back again, let's say for ever another reason, day five, the family's already relaxed, you know, and laughing, and they're telling over funny stories. The first day, the first 2 days, it's already, again, 3 days, I should say, because that's it's still fresh. We're not able to handle such a nekuda. There is a certain element, this is a little bit more intense, but there is a certain element that people that pass away is because of us. Tzar in this world, pain, it comes from chatoim. Does it mean you have to take it all on your own shoulders? Does it mean you have to walk around feeling that? But there is such an akuda like this. The same way that Adam Arishon was chayte, he was, that's where Misa yard l'olam. The whole concept of Misa is a b'dieved in the sense that it was caused by sin. So vada, more sin causes more death, right? But again, you can't be like, you're the reason. You know, a lot of these things, this gets more controversial, but like, you have the Pashkevillim that say, ah, the reason why these people die is because you're wearing shaitels.
Because why?
You're wearing shaitels. Right, you know, and that's the kasha, ain't it? But, and yet you still are. No, because let's be taken seriously for a second, which is that you're letting your wife, you're machtes harabim, you're chayte machtes harabim. And maybe there are, you know, chazals, but you know, there's also like, maybe because you pushed up someone getting on the bus. I'm like, they're both wrong. I mean, I know like, it's not like, you know, it's not so, popular to say. But maybe it's a totality. Maybe it's a totality of how we act instead of just being like pinpointing one particular nekuda. Unless you're a Navi and you're Chazal. Chazal was able to do that. Chazal was able to say, this is a particular issue. What? Oh, Meir Paskin. The Shaitel's not the issue.
There's types of
shape. I'm not going to get into the nitty gritty because we have to be a little more nuanced to understand that as much as I am sounding like I'm going and saying, shaitel's not the problem. Shaitel's not the problem also. It could be both. You have to be a smart individual to say, I may not agree that it's the reason why kids are in the oncology ward in Shari Tzedek, right? I think there's such a healthy nuance you could say, kids are not dying because of shaitelech necessarily. I don't know. Maybe, yeah, maybe not, but I certainly don't have the shoulders to say that. At the same time, it's also not a problem. There has to be a healthy balance in between of proper tznius values, which are appropriate, which unfortunately have a delirious or deleterious effect on Klal Yisrael, to put it so fancily. On the other hand, you say like, also you can't point. If you can pinpoint to one thing, it means you don't really understand the issue. The things are not as simple as just like, oh, that's the issue. I found it. You don't know if a Klal Yisrael said it. That's a separate discussion. That's Torah. But if it was a random guy who was able to cobble 300 shekels together to call the guy to Mitzvah Pashkevil, I'm sorry, he's not the kaveya of das Torah.